Did your family have a piano in the house when you were growing up? My grandmother had one in the good room, which was rarely touched, but it was very meaningful to her. And before television, it was something families would often gather around in the evenings. Nola Barnish tells the story of a piano that's precious to her for Life in 500 Words.
In 1982, when my mother died rather unexpectedly at the age of 56, I sadly, but gratefully, inherited her cherished piano. After being moved from Mum's home to ours, it needed tuning. The piano tuner, Mr. D, a polite, elderly gentleman, arrived early one morning with his intriguing array of tools and set to work. I watched him for a few minutes, then, on a regrettable impulse, I asked, "What do you think this piano would sell for?" Mr. D thought for a minute. "Well, it's an attractive piano, but it's not worth much, unfortunately. Perhaps $400 or $500. Mr. D appraised it carefully. "You might get $550 for it if you're lucky." "Not worth much." Mr. D seemed a kind man. No doubt he was unaware of the impact of his words, but I was inwardly devastated. Why did I ask? I'd never even thought before of selling my piano. It had been a significant member of our family for decades, having been given to Mum in 1939 as a birthday gift from her parents. My earliest childhood memories included Mum playing and singing after dinner. I'd watch her fingers flying effortlessly over the keyboard and think, one day I want to play just like Mum. She was an accomplished pianist with a wide-ranging repertoire, playing classical pieces by the masters, Chopin, Brahms, Schubert, Mozart, as well as 20th century ballads and gems from musical theatre. Some of Mum's friends were talented musicians too. They sang or played duets with her on the piano, violin or viola. Before the arrival of television in Australia in the 1950s, 1959 in Queensland where we lived, sing-alongs around the piano were a popular form of entertainment in family homes, community halls and pubs. Friends gathered around our piano to sing stirring renditions of music from Gilbert and Sullivan operettas or musicals such as South Pacific, Carousel and Oklahoma. What wonderful evenings we had! I started learning the piano when I was six, practiced diligently every day and loved mastering increasingly challenging pieces, many from Mum's music collection. When I was 12, after regular battles with Mum and my piano teacher over my unwillingness to practice boring scales, I wanted to stop learning the piano and try the violin. Music was too much fun to take so seriously. The violin ushered in a new phase of our musical life. On Sunday afternoons, Mum's violinist friend, her three daughters, also budding violinists, and I would gather around our piano and play simple two-part harmonies together, with varying levels of proficiency, but enormous enjoyment and enthusiasm. Since then, our piano has been my friend and partner in continuing the musical traditions of my childhood. Singing, listening to music, making and sharing it with others through performing in concerts, choirs and musicals have been among the greatest joys of my life. My mother's precious piano, now mine, still stands proudly in our living room. It's a highly treasured reminder of Mum and her musical legacy, and a valuable storehouse of family and childhood memories. Not worth much. To me, it's priceless.
Priceless indeed. That story from Nola Barnish about her mother's piano was sound engineered by Carey Dell. If you'd like to send in your own story about an object that's precious to you and tell us why, do so. Head to our website, find the Life in 500 Words picture, and you can find all the details of how to record it into your smartphone and send it to us. Our email, lifematters@abc.net.au. Just pop precious objects in the subject line.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.